This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We call the show What's On Your Mind for a very simple reason. We want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. During the break, I thought I saw something by text here, Todd. Or was it in Slack? Where was that? It was the, maybe you can find it. The comment about don't use the word fight. Something to that effect. Or be careful with the word fight. You know what I'm talking about?
As a text to both you and me.
A text to you and I, okay. You can text us, 701-367-2054. That's from me. Or Todd at 701-226-8503.
Or some people do both, and that's fine.
Get Kelly on and ask the tough questions, says somebody. Does that mean we don't ask tough questions when they're on? Because it's so easy for you to ask the tough questions if you don't think our questions are tough enough. And you can do it by text. You can phone them up. Whatever. So we're not. I'm embarrassed to say I have too many texts here to be able to find the one you're talking about. Can you find that, Todd?
Yeah, I'll find it.
That was interesting. I know I saw my notifications,
and I'll throw it in Slack.
Okay, very good. I thought it was one to start with here for the hour. On What's On Your Mind?
There you go.
Can we please not use terms like fight or rise up when we mean litigate or when we mean choosing to not cooperate with insanity? Choosing to not cooperate is just as well done while seated and through local legislative initiatives. Never mention guns or violence and trust in Providence. Aren't there some wisdom in that? I think if you take it as though you just got to sit in your corner and be mad and not actually do anything about it, no. Because fight to me means more than take up arms or, you know, do anything violent. Fight to me means you let your voice be heard. You let people who work for you, elected leaders, know how you feel. That's fighting.
Or we could glove up and get in the octagon. Let's go.
As far as choosing to not to cooperate is just as well done while seated and through local legislative initiatives. If you took the, say, your top three biggest concerns about this election and you brought them to the North Dakota legislature, you know, they could hold a hearing. They could make some noise. You could find somebody that would take it to, but it's slower. Even for that matter, the governor's office. You know, they're just going to have not as much influence. For one, somebody earlier asked if Senator Kevin Cramer was planning on objecting on January 6th. And I think I mentioned this yesterday, but I asked him that question, and he said that would better come from someone who's from a state where there was election fraud. We didn't have a problem in North Dakota. So you could say that's reasonable. Like he thought Ron Johnson from Wisconsin was planning on it. Now there's pressure for not anybody to do it. Or you could think Kevin Cramer's punting and not. I will tell you this: it's just very easy in Congress when you're there and you're all pushing towards one end. In this case, it's COVID now and the final budget deal and all these things that they're not able. When I say bubble, I don't mean it critically. They just it's challenging to have an idea what others are ramped up about when you're in the middle of all that effort, and they've worked very hard. So this is why I encourage people to call and let their voice be heard. I mean, the Attorney General's office in North Dakota has never seen anything like what they saw last week. And people regarding that Texas case, never seen anything like that with the amount of calls. And in my mind, this is all about January 6th. It's about what evidence comes out between now and January 6th that could possibly be heard by the U.S. Congress. So if you are in North Dakota, John Hovind, Kevin Cramer, Kelly Armstrong work for you. Tell them what you feel. Do it respectfully. But don't be afraid to share your view. And trust me, when you call, when you email, they know. It's not blown off and sitting in some inbox somewhere. They know what people are thinking and feeling. They really do. So I think given the comments we've had here today, that makes some sense. That's one way to channel your frustration. One way to fight. Not being anything else. Texter says, I'd love for you to invite our do-nothing Senator John Thune on your show. You have a special talent in asking questions. The double talk will be upsetting. Well, John Thune and I have had that conversation on the air. He's not as a frequent a guest as our North Dakota senators, but we do appreciate the South Dakota senators as well and their work. So I'll happily do that. Happily do that. And he's in leadership in the Senate, so he can tell Uncle Mitch to think twice. We're not asking too much, folks. We're not nutcases here. We want a basic, simple, forensic/judicial/law enforcement review of the facts. Someone that is just simply doesn't have a dog in that fight, and they're going in there and say, wow, you're right. 42,000 people in Nevada voted twice. That's 84,000 votes. And I could play you the Nevada examples all day long. And then they match up with Arizona's and Georgia's. Folks, this was planned.
You want another couple from Nevada?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Add to the list.
About 8,000 people voted from non-existent addresses. Here we cross-reference voters with the coding accuracy support system, which allowed our experts to identify undeliverable addresses. Over 15,000 votes were cast from commercial or vacant addresses.
Oh!
Put that to the 1,500 dead people, the 4,000 people that were not registered, not even eligible to vote in the state.
The 42,000 who voted twice.
Yeah.
And the hits
he goes on for another couple minutes.
The hits just keep coming. Last thing I'll say on that email, trust in Providence, couldn't agree anymore. I mean, I really believe that Donald J. Trump is president of the United States for one reason and one reason only. You cannot, in any political sense, you know, any political scientist, anything else, say, well, yep, here's how it happened. This went to this and then that, and then he did this, and so he won. No, it was providential. There's no other way. So to trust in Providence makes very good sense. As a pastor friend of mine said, Jesus is still Jesus, no matter what happens in the election. And that's very, very true. All right, let's go to Jack in Southeast North Dakota on the phones. Jack, what's on your mind?
This is Jack in Southeast North Dakota.
That's what I said, I think. But anyway, you're on, Jack. Go ahead.
Okay. More importantly, I'm an American. One thing I'd like to say is there's a concerted effort out there for everybody to meet in D.C. on January 4th. I encourage everybody to look up Sam Meadows. I don't know if he's the organizer or what, but he has information on it. Anybody out there that's relying on our elected officials or any three-letter agency to take care of this, it's not going to happen. We have to meet, and they're looking for 500,000 armed Americans to meet in D.C. to practice their First and Second Amendment on the 4th. Sam Meadows.
Interesting, Jack. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. There's been a lot of efforts. Last weekend was a couple of marches, one a March for Trump and another Jericho March, and I think there's nothing better than peaceful but large demonstrations in Washington, D.C. to wake folks up. Appreciate that very much. And members of Congress are there right now. They're not leaving. And, you know, they don't come home for weekends or anything else. They're at the final hours here trying to get all these deals done. Texter says, I'd really like it if we could not refrain from using more words like fight and rise up. Our country is at stake. Okay? A little different.
I like it.
A little different viewpoint than the other texter. Andrew in Fargo, you're next. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Good morning. About 5 days ago, I got a post from Parler, a 5-minute clip video of an FBI agent that testified that he met with Hillary Clinton twice, once in 2015 and once in 2018, to accept a bribe. And it was called Operation Snow Globe, meaning that if you pretend to trap Hillary in a snow globe, anytime they wanted, they could shake it up and make a storm for her if they didn't comply with their wishes.
Yeah, there's a few of those. There's a few of those out there. Hang on, Andrew. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Overstock.com.
Yep, he's the CEO guy talking about it.
CEO
yep.
Has been out front on this. More coming up. Don't go away.
Make your gifting Christmas in a bottle this year with North Dakota's sweet crude liqueur. Over ice or mixed. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned just right. And warm is my favorite comfort. My perfect sipper on a cold winter's night. Find it at crudespirits.com.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA.
That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at
any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for 11, pizza, corner pizza, 2 for $3 liquid ice, Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drink, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The hot spring spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Christmas is my favorite time of the year, and nothing says the holiday spirit like a bottle of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Its rugged, unrefined recipe is the essence of an old-fashioned Christmas. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur, crudespirits.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are inching closer to the appointed hour for lunch, and that's why I need to tell you about PetroServe USA today and the lunch specials. I'm the lunch special guy. I love it. These are grab-and-go lunch specials. They're homemade. They do a little home cooking there, but you get to take it if you like. You can sit down and enjoy it there, too. But pulled pork and French dip sandwich on the menu today for the special at Valley City. Off exit 292, I-94. Tater Tot Hot Dish at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. You can catch that off of 94 or 29. Get to Main Avenue. 12th Avenue North and I-29. Chicken Fajitas at Petroserve USA. And the Yulin, Minnesota location, Macaroni Beef. That sound any good? Macaroni Beef.
Yeah, it does, actually.
Is it like a hamburger hot dish, you mean? Or maybe it's just the macaroni.
Kind of like goulash kind of a thing?
My mom used to make me like the macaroni noodles and then just beef. A little salt and pepper. I mean, I was happy. And my wife makes the most amazing hamburger hot dish on the planet Earth, all of which are examples of things you can get right there at Petroserve USA. And today you buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents. They have the 4-for-4 deal, the pizza, the two fresh baked cookies, 20-ounce drink, too. 4-for-4, great deal. Okay, back with Andrew, and he's telling us about Operation Snow Globe. And you saw a video on, did you say, Sidney Powell's site, or was it Lynn Wood's site? Andrew, are you there?
Parler, okay. I'm here. Yeah. I could send you guys the link or whatever, but this is really important. It's a deep state plot, and what happened was Hillary and the Democrats were so confident that they were going to win the 2016 election that Barack Obama's people that were already in place wanted her to comply with the plan. And so they called it Operation Snow Globe. But when they didn't win the election, that's when the whole Russian collusion hoax got invented, and we had to listen to that for 4 years. So in 2018, when this same FBI agent met with Hillary, she accepted a bribe of millions of dollars.
Well, sir, I just have one thing. How that worked was that Patrick Byrne, who was the former Overstock.com CEO, was the guy. He was the guy that was they brought him in to be the briber.
Middleman or what?
$18 million, yeah. And what they did is they got Hillary to accept this bribe. It's about a 6-minute video of him. I've seen it a couple times. And once she accepted the bribe, if she didn't toe the Obama line, the plan was she would finish in 8 years and Michelle would run. So that's the scenario behind what he said.
But I'm confused here. Was this bribe pre-2016 or post-2016?
No, this was pre-2016, so they could have that held over Hillary so she would toe the Obama line.
But it all fell apart when she didn't win.
That is correct. Exactly, yes. Yep.
I see.
There's something to that if you believe this
that
guy, Patrick
really
Byrne.
Really interesting. Yes, absolutely. And I don't remember the FBI agent's name, but he's on video. There's a 5-minute and 26 video from Parler that got released 5 days ago where he's sitting in front of a camera and he says everything and he spills it out. And it's very inquisitive and it asks a lot of questions. And I'd like for you guys to get the word out there and just discuss it, because this is what we're really up against here. This is deeper than what people imagine.
Well, we'll see if we can get the Overstock guy on. Maybe we can get him as a sponsor, you know, and he could be along with the our friend Mike Lindell at Mike.
Well,
Mike
he has since left the USA and relocated to an undisclosed location where he writes from his deep capture blog.
I'll bet he did. Yeah. Thanks a bunch for the call. Appreciate it. John in Annetta, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I was listening to your clip there of the guy going through the different voting things at irregularities in Nevada, and I guess I had heard some of that and some other ones on Mark Levin's show, but you know, these are private. I had this thought. These are private citizens, lawyers, but nonetheless private citizens that in a few weeks have uncovered this stuff. Imagine what would happen if the Justice Department and the FBI actually took an interest in this and investigated it with subpoena power, grand jury power, and all the things that that they've got to investigate with, instead of just a bunch of private citizens. Imagine where we'd be then. But the problem is the Justice Department and the FBI aren't taking this seriously, or maybe they don't want to know.
Yeah, it's hard to know. I really don't know what to believe anymore out of anything to do with the FBI or the Department of Justice. It's just it's baffling when you look at the, you know, the Durham situation and all that happened during the Trump stuff. You know, people that it's impossible to say, oh, not just one bad actor here or there. It's a mess. But I believe for the sake of the country, they have to find a way, whether it's DOJ or whatever, the Warren Commission, watch the evidence, look at the evidence, investigate, dig into this so you can say definitively, here's what we believe happened. Yes, there were 42,000 people who voted twice in Nevada, and here's how it happened. We're going to make sure it never happens again. And in the end, here's the tally. Here's how many legal votes were for Trump. Here's how many legal votes were for Biden. So we know, because if we don't, this ain't going away, and I believe it can lead to some ugly things in our country in the very near future. They don't do it right.
It definitely will. And like I said, these are just private citizens doing this, and they've been able to uncover this. So the FBI and the Justice Department, I mean.
Let me ask you something, John. What do you do with your frustration?
What do I do in my frustration?
What do you do with it? I mean, how do you, you know, you're mad. This is ridiculous. You got a good idea here. What do you do with it?
Well, you're getting a hold of your congressmen and your representatives. And I've been watching this stuff for 60 years. And the sad thing I have to, I'm not going to sit down and just not do anything. But the simple fact of the matter is, I don't think the Republican Party, at least 40% of the Republican Party, care about this and want to know the truth either. They just want to go back to the way it was. And I think some of them actually want to go back to those days of Bob Michael, and, you know, when you had about 100, 120 people in the House, and you know, maybe it never got that bad in the Senate. But I think they'd probably like it if there was only maybe 30 people or 30 Republicans in the Senate. You know, the Democrats need someone to blame, so they're always going to have a few Republicans around. And then the Republicans haven't got any power, so they could just, you know, go golfing when they're down there. Hey, it's a good gig, you know. The Democrats are only going to give us about 15% of the trough, but it's a heck of a lot better than having to go home and work for a living. You know what I'm saying? I think there's an awful lot of Republicans that think that way. And I get so frustrated with them. It's just because it's always the same. Hey, yeah, we know we had to give up on this deal with the Democrats because it was hurting us politically. But don't you worry. We're really going to get them next time. Yeah, well, next time. We're at the point where we're not going to have a country left.
Exactly right. And I think your way of dealing with your frustration and letting those that work for you, you're from North Dakota, so it's, you know, John Hoeven, Kevin Cramer, Kelly Armstrong, how you feel, that makes a difference. It does. And I think that's one way to channel that frustration. We'll give you the numbers next to the suggestion.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is getting closer to a coronavirus relief package after months of negotiations with Democrat leaders. The multi-trillion-dollar package would shore up the ailing finances of state and local governments. Dropped from the table is liability protection for businesses and other organizations. It provides $300 a week in federal unemployment assistance. The White House has focused urgent meetings of officials across multiple agencies to address a breach of U.S. government computer systems attributed to Russian hackers, according to an unidentified source. The Trump administration is holding daily discussions on the hack that included representatives of the FBI, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Department of Homeland Security, and National Security Agency. Thursday Night Football will be live from the brand-new Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada, as the Raiders host AFC West rival Los Angeles Chargers. Kickoff is at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Incredibly, almost 4,000 non-citizens also voted, as determined by comparing official DMV records of non-citizens to the list of actual voters in the 2020 election.
More nuggets from Nevada.
Wow. Wow.
The guy was really good. I'm glad that Ron Johnson did that. Did you see the little dust-up that he got into with... The ranking member, Peters from Michigan?
Oh, that guy? No.
Because Peters was basically saying, this hearing's a threat to the country. You can't... Oh, information is now a threat to the country.
Oh, yeah.
People bringing forward what he's saying, they're lying. If they are, they're saying it under oath. So what, you know, what's the problem? Anyway, maybe look for that. That might be worth...
I've got some from him, too.
Sending folks away with today.
The Kool-Aid is strong with that one.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, a texter said, can you give out the telephone numbers for the congressional delegation? I hesitate to do that, but I will for at least North Dakota, only because we have Minnesota listeners, we have South Dakota listeners, we have Montana listeners, and obviously they're all a little different. They're very easy to find with a simple Google search. And generally you can call any of the numbers because, like Senator Kramer, for instance, his office is in Fargo and Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Williston, as well as Washington, D.C. The Washington number is generally always staffed for these folks, so... Hoban first in Washington, D.C., the telephone number that you call is 202-224-2551, okay? And honestly, I would put this in your speed dial. I really would. I'd put it in your speed dial so that, you know, when there are issues that, look, they expect this. This isn't like a hassle to them. They take that as input from listeners, and they do not like calls from elsewhere, but they do like calls from 701. Because they'll get calls from all kinds of groups and organizations saying, call us in and claim to say, vote for this, don't like this, Space Force is bad. And they ignore them. 701 number, you get the royal treatment. So Hoban is 202-224-2551. Senator Kramer's Washington, D.C. office is 202-224-2043. 202-224-2043, and Congressman Kelly Armstrong, D.C. office, is 202-225-2611. That's funny. That was a real problem with his number. That one's been around for a while. It's North Dakota's number in the U.S. Congress, and Senator Kramer's before he was in the Senate. 202-225-2611. Okay? So that's the congressional delegation. For folks that are mad and upset that what you believe and I believe to be facts about this election that have come from the states, from the voting machines, you name it. There's a lot of different ways there's been influence. Now some talk of foreign influence in the election. You want to simply convey that you want more done to investigate this. Don't be a jerk. Don't call and say, you must do this, you must do that, you know. And the person answering the phone is an employee. They're a staff member. They're going to relay that information. Just be nice. Just come up with a little something you want to say. If it were me calling, and maybe I will call today, say, please ask the senator to insist on investigation of all of the voter fraud before a final decision is made on January 6th.
Yeah, screaming at that staffer is kind of like screaming at the convenience store employee when the gas price goes up at the pump. It's not like it's their idea.
Yeah. I remember one time I caught myself. I forget where I was at, but the pumps were down. I was in a crazy hurry to get between Bismarck and Fargo or something, and the pumps were down. I'm like, really? The pumps are down? I mean, seriously, you know, at this time of the day, the pumps are down? And like, well, like he can do anything about it, you know? So
yeah, I shut him off.
Yeah,
I took a look at you. I know your radio show. I'm mad at you, and I shut your pump off.
I believe in my heart of hearts. John Hovind, Kevin Cramer, Kelly Armstrong are good people who take seriously the views of every inch of North Dakota, and they are going to take your concerns seriously. The danger is in thinking, it won't make any difference. It won't make any difference. I'm not going to do it. Made a difference with Wayne Stendham last week in Texas, didn't it? So it can make a difference. All right. Here's some good news. We get to talk to a real-life student from the University of Mary School of Engineering, along with the dean. These are the kind of segments I love doing on What's on Your Mind, because we learn about things that are happening in our state, and we also get a chance to talk to some folks that are out there in the real world going about it. Of course, there is a new addition to the building. There's engineering courses in person now at the University of Mary, so a lot to cover. A previous guest of ours is back, School of Engineering Dean, Dr. Terry Pilling. Terry, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, Scott. Thanks.
How's the new digs?
Really great. We're just finishing up final exams, and we had a really successful semester. All of our courses are in person, and everything went smoothly.
That's nice. Do you pinch yourself when you look at the new facility?
What's that?
I said, do you pinch yourself when you look at that new facility?
Oh, it's just beautiful. We just finished our design projects. At the end of each semester, the students present their design projects, and they are just amazing. In fact, any of these projects could form the foundation of a company. They're great products that the students invented. And I actually kind of hope some of them will market these products and maybe become millionaires.
That'd be okay. Take their wonderful education from the University of Mary School of Engineering and bring it out into the marketplace. I love it.
We also just found out, one last thing, we just found out from our last group of graduates last spring, 90% of them, over 90% of them passed the International Fundamentals of Engineering exam, which is what's required for becoming a licensed engineer. So that's a great success story for our graduates.
So help me understand that. When you say over 90% passed their fundamental engineering exam, is that what you said?
Yeah, every school, the graduates, before they can become professional engineers, have to pass a couple of exams. And one of the first one is called the Fundamentals of Engineering. And it's an international exam, and everybody at any school across the country, and in fact in other countries as well, take the same test, and you have to pass it, and it shows that you know all the stuff required to become a professional engineer. And our graduates, so far 90% of them have passed it, and that shows that they're learning what they need to know from the University of Mary.
Yeah, and as you compare that to your peers, is that high? Is 90% like,
yes,
wow?
Yeah, that is high.
Is it?
That's
yeah.
Very high, yeah. Yeah, I mention it because it should. If some of the peer institutions are listening, I think they'll be impressed by that.
I love it. That's beautiful. Josh Reiner is a engineering student. We always like talking to the students when we can, and it's fun to do that. Josh, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Where are you from?
So I'm from Bismarck, North Dakota. And I spent about half my life in Fargo, too.
All right. So tell me a little bit about your experience at the University of Mary.
Yes, my experience at the University of Mary has been super great. I think the biggest thing that I always like to emphasize is that it truly forms you as a person here. through all the courses that you take, whether they're general courses and then leading into the engineering courses, they all just form you just as a, I don't know, a beautiful human being, I guess, like ethically and morally too. And I think, I mean, lots of my success is because of this university and just the professors and the students that I get to work with and small classes.
I use that term a lot when I talk about the University of Mary and teaching the whole person, that it's more about, you know, the fundamentals of engineering. It's about, you know, leadership skills. It's about character. It's about virtue. It's about all those things. But how would you describe it? What do you when you say, hey, I really like it because, it, you know, I've been taught as a whole person, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, I just know coming into the university, I knew who I was, you know, I knew the way I acted, I knew how I spoke with people, and I knew that, like, I had more potential, just, like, even just to simply respect people and to love people, and this university helped build that up for me and to really just help me overcome, you know, like, selfishness, like, in our hearts, you know, and just to be a better person to everyone and to just try very hard in all the things that I do, you know, through my studies and through my work.
That's fantastic. That really is. And how about as far as the engineering school? Did you know when you went to the University of Mary, did you know that engineering was what you were hoping to do? Did you find that when you got there? What, tell us a little bit about the school.
Yeah, so I want to say it was 2 or 3 months before semester started, my first semester here at the University of Mary, where I actually came in with my dad and spoke with Dr. Pilling in one of his old offices in an old building here. And I remember just sitting down and he was showing me some of the, like, the programs that they have written and or that he's written and just, like, different projects that he's worked on and, like, some of the things that I would get to dive into if I pursued this degree. And I was just ecstatic. I mean, I had thought about doing some other programs with, like, BSc, like, 2-year programs with, like, electrician stuff. But ultimately, I just had this desire to really learn, like, fundamentally where things came from and why they worked. And Dr. Pilling made it very clear that, like, if I pursued this degree, that I would be able to understand some crazy things and just have my eyes open to just, like, technology, I guess, and different things like that.
Fascinating how you end up then applying that in a career to have, you know, that level of excitement coming out with the fundamentals of your engineering education, but also, you know, like you say, a better idea of who you are as a person. You don't get that from every institution of learning in the United States of America or even in North Dakota, so it's pretty exciting. Dr. Pilling, anything else you want to tell us?
Well, one thing Josh hasn't mentioned was the fact that he wrote the dashboard for the state COVID-19 response for the state of North Dakota. And maybe Josh should tell that story. He was working there as a data entry guy because the internships for engineering got canceled due to COVID this summer, and he ended up completely revamping their entire system and writing it all in Power BI dashboard so that all the COVID numbers were automatically compiled for the state and sent to the governor's office. So it was pretty impressive.
That's a great story, Josh. And, you know, the governor's a big fan of dashboards, so he probably loves your work.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
Remember you told me one time, no leader can operate without a dashboard. And I thought, gosh, a dashboard? I'm thinking of a car, you know? I'm like, dashboard? I don't know what he means. And then he explained to me and made a lot of sense. And, you know, you look at the dashboard for COVID-19 and you did good work, and it's good information that tells us right exactly where we're at. That's fascinating. Well, how about that? Well, Josh, thanks for sharing your story. Appreciate it very much. And always fun to talk to the students, Dr. Pilling. We're rooting for you and love the great success that's happening at the University of Mary School of Engineering. Keep up the good fight.
Great. Thanks.
Good to talk to you guys. Take care. Brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell has authorized us to give the lowest price ever on MyPillow premium pillows. Those are the best pillow they make. They're now $29.98. If you use my promo code Scott, that's $40 off. And the additional $5 if you want to go king size. That's a queen size. They have MyPillow bathrobes now, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. Remember, promo code back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
So that's a good question. Boring saves you money. because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know where they're.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. This is a better way to do it. Less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road borers, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404. 204-0404. Thanks, Luke. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let's send you by powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Ready for the best deals of the year? Schwann's first ever green tag event. Huge markdowns. Number 60 pre-owned vehicles that must be sold before the end of the year. Cars, trucks, SUVs that simply have to go. These vehicles are clearly marked in the lot. Check them out before they're gone. Shop your used car superstore. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Under the gigantic American flag on Memorial Highway, check out the vehicle updates daily online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All in all, our experts identified 130,000 unique instances of voter fraud in Nevada. But the actual number is almost certainly higher. Our data scientists made these calculations not by estimations or statistical sampling, but by analyzing and comparing the list of actual voters with other lists, most of which are publicly available.
100,000 plus? What?
It's unbelievable.
Just in Nevada.
Yeah. Tony Fauci's talking again. You know what he just said?
Oh, I can't wait.
Don't see your adult kids for Christmas.
Shut up.
You can go to Walmart, stand next to some stranger.
Shut up.
But you shouldn't see your adult kids for Christmas.
So am I not supposed to go to the Twin Cities this weekend?
No.
So it's Christmas?
Gosh, no.
It's not a government decision. It's just, I mean, it isn't. It's unbelievable. Texter says, forget family and getting together. He says he plans to shun his. He also said, the Christmas holiday is a special holiday for us because Christmas Eve is my birthday and Christmas Day is Christmas. He appears to have no idea why Christmas is actually special. Oh, you can't make it up, folks. You can't make it up. Another emailer says, keep it up, Scott. Fight like a Flynn. Our president is here for us. We need to be here for him. Somebody else says, forget trying to contact Congressman Armstrong.
Hmm?
Yeah, I don't know why they would say that. I lost it here.
Emailer has a question for you here.
Which okay,
is more effective, a phone call, a letter, or an email?
I think at this point, call or email, either one of them, are going to be seen pretty quick.
Or a big stack of pizzas.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Don't waste your time calling Kelly Armstrong. His office sees absolutely nothing wrong with the election and won't commit to doing anything about it. Once again, Republicans are content to lose. Only this time the country doesn't survive, and Armstrong is complicit. Now, I don't know who he's saying in the office. So I don't know. But I reject the idea that it's not worth calling, even if they don't necessarily agree with you. You know what I mean? I think it's important that they know how you feel. What they do with it is a whole other deal. But if the numbers are sufficient that they get a loud, clear understanding that people want an investigation, they want the facts found, they want evidentiary hearings, not procedural, I think it'll make a difference. I want people to have the passion of Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, who was sparring with Senator Fraud Peters from Michigan, who cheated his way into that race over Joe Jordan. Yesterday, this is the chairman and the ranking member of the Homeland Security Committee. That's where all these hearings that we've been playing for you were held yesterday. Listen to the two of them go back and forth here.
So it's just galling, and I just have to point out that the purveyors of Russian disinformation, Hillary Clinton's campaign, the DNC, the Steele dossier, the ranking member Peters accusing Senator Grassley and I of disseminating Russian disinformation, that's where the disinformation is coming. That's where the false information, the lies, the false allegations. I can't sit by here and listen to this and say that this is not disinformation, this hearing today. This is getting information we have to take a look at to restore confidence in our election integrity. We're not going to be able to just move on without bringing up these irregularities, examining them, and providing an explanation and see where there really are problems so we can correct it moving forward.
Couldn't be said
better, Paul.
Mr. Chairman, I got to respond to that. I mean, you're saying I'm putting out information. Well, one, it had nothing to do with this report.
You lied repeatedly.
I did not.
You lied repeatedly in the press that I was spreading Russian disinformation, and that was an outright lie, and I told you to stop lying, and you continue to do it.
Mr. Chairman, this is not about airing your grievances. I don't know what rabbit hole you're running down.
You talked about Russian disinformation.
Down rabbit holes.
Senator Paul.
This is simply not what we're dealing with.
Paul.
Mr. Chairman, you can't make Judge all Starr. The allegations and then dropping it there. That is why this...
Senator Paul.
You're the one that made allegations at Group Paul. Isn't that beautiful? I love that.
Oh, what a moron.
I love
wow.
that. And it wasn't his turn to speak either,
no.
You know?
He stepped right up. This is a sham. Biden got more votes than any president in history.
It's just the Democrats in general.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Hunter Biden. Oh, you know, they don't want that investigated now. Go away. But before we had to investigate, this was, you know, threat to the country. Texter sent a note with a picture of a sign that he saw in Tioga and suggested we forward it on to Boardwalk Bar and Grill in East Grand Forks and Jane Moss up there. We will. The sign says, we take health seriously. We also take freedom seriously. Support local business. Wear a mask or don't wear a mask. We'll be here to serve you. Isn't that nice? I love it. And they're good folks up in Tioga. Check them out at TiogaND.org. get a different point of view, as I think you can see right there. Good local education, good household incomes, vibrant business community. Things are happening. Things are happening in Tioga, North Dakota. All right, folks, it's time for us to go, which just stinks. Just stinks. Because we just scratched the surface here. But we'll be back tomorrow for a Friday edition. We'll have Senator Kramer for a full hour, so there's a chance to talk to him about how you feel about this. And remember, the Oasis Petroleum, Be the Buffalo Hotline, 24-7, waiting for you at 855-200-1776. If you didn't get in today, give that a call. We'll play it tomorrow on the show. God bless.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move. If you're 65 or older and paying a monthly premium for Medicare, you're paying too much. New this year, carriers are offering a plan that doesn't cost you a monthly premium. Zero premium. And it includes vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at zero premium. That's right, zero premium. Plans cover you throughout the U.S. To find your local agent, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. More at ZeroPremium.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.